Kevin Rudd is the first Australian foreign minister to visit Burma since 2002. Burma expert Sean Turnell of Australia's Macquarie University says Rudd and other foreign envoys are trying to get a sense of the new civilian government. He says they want to know what's on the agenda of President Thein Sein, once Burma's fourth highest-ranking military general.
I think people are just trying to gauge whether there's any change or not. We know the election was terribly problematic and so on, but there have been some personnel changes, and I think people are just, you know, really just trying to see, has there been any change at all?
Each country reaching out to the long-isolated nations has its own motivations. Rudd's visit marks renewed efforts by Australia to push democratic reform and human rights. The United States also has human rights on the top of its agenda. U.S. Senator John McCain pushed this issue on a fact-finding mission in early June. U.S. Senator John McCain pushed this issue on a fact-finding mission in early June, and on Wednesday he told VOA that U.S.-Burma ties took a step backwards this week when Burma warned Democratic leader Aung San Suu Kyi to stay out of politics.
The new government is saying things that appear to give ground to optimism, but their actions have not comported with that yet, and that's very disappointing. But most importantly, the people of Burma deserve better.
India is looking to capitalize on Burma's rich natural resources and stabilize the restless border region between the two countries. Foreign Minister S.M. Krishna emphasized business during a June diplomatic visit.
I think there is great potential in this area to increase the trade and investment opportunities. The president was very particular to convey that Myanmar is open for investments from all over.
Beijing has an eye on energy and is spearheading several hydropower dams and a gas pipeline extending from Burma's coastline to China. When the pipeline opens, China is on track to become Burma's number one trade partner, surpassing Thailand. Although Burma has opened its doors to a flood of international visitors, observers say this does not appear to have translated to an improvement in human rights. Turnell says in some cases the connections have made conditions worse. He draws links between China's investment projects in Burma's ethnic Kachin state and the recent deadly fighting there.
Well, China's role, unfortunately, has just been incredibly destructive. China's voracious demand for energy and raw materials is really supplying the old regime and people still connected to it and some of the cronies and so on with vast amounts of money.
The Burmese government says its soldiers are warding off raids by Kachin rebels on Chinese projects. The Kachin fighters say a breakdown in peace talks triggered the violence. The deadly fighting in the Kachin region and the renewed ban on Aung San Suu Kyi's political activities are a reflection of Burma's former military leadership. But the European Union ambassador to Burma says something is different. Here's David Lippmann after a recent fact-finding trip to the country.
This is a time of change. There seems to be change. And at the same time, it's a moment of opportunity. We will be waiting to see what happens on the ground. In other words, we are going to judge this government by its deeds.
Burma says its transition from a military government to civilian leadership is a key step in its roadmap to democracy. And government supporters say reform takes time, time that many Burmese say is not moving fast enough. Julianne McKellogg, VOA News, Washington.